Hey y'all, it's Rachel from Smarter Teaching, here to share a latte and give you all the tools you'll need to work smarter, not harder, in your classroom.
Hey teachers, are you already on summer break? I'm always super sympathetic to teachers who are still in school in June because in DC, we always went to like to mid or late June and always went back to school in August. So I feel very sympathetic towards teachers who are still in school. And if you're already on break, you probably don't really want to hear what I'm going to talk about today, which is planning in Sundays. Now listen, I'm not here for mutiny, but what I am suggesting is that taking a bit of intentional time on Sunday can make your entire week run more smoothly. You could also, in theory, do this Friday afternoon or perhaps Monday morning, but personally, I almost always did it on Sunday. I have this personal pet peeve about all of the memes you see on teacher Instagram on Sundays about how everyone like wastes their day all day long and then at the nighttime they feel this like anxiety and stress. Listen, I get the drive to relax. Believe me, it's Sunday. You want to go to brunch or have like a really nice relaxing breakfast. You want to enjoy the sunshine. You want to go to the pool. You want to take a hike. You want to do some yoga, read a book, whatever. I go to the grocery store, whatever you like to do on Sundays. And I totally get that. But I feel like you need to make your choice. If you want to relax, relax. That's totally fine. But you can also really easily relax and carve out some intentional time to set yourself up for a week of success. If you're involved in teacher social media at all, like Facebook groups or just following other teachers on Instagram, you probably see several posts a month asking about teacher planners or digital layouts, how people like to plan. And personally, I always sort of used a mix of physical and digital. So I used a personally created template in Word with nothing fancy, no special graphics, basically just a table with six columns, one for the time of day and then five for the days, and then 12 rows. The rows represented each chunk of time in our day, plus a section for meetings both before and after school. It took a long time of tinkering to find a format that worked, and when I finally landed on this one, it felt like a gift from Jesus, and it has worked beautifully for me ever since then. It is available right now on my website, but I got hacked, so don't visit it. I will put it on my Facebook page if you want to download it, facebook.com/smarterteaching, all one word. So that will be available realistically probably Sunday, ironically. Like I said, it took a lot of tinkering. There's nothing fancy to it. It's just a word table. But it has worked very, very well for me. So to plan for the week. Basically, what I do at some point on Sunday, sometimes I do it in the morning with my coffee, sometimes at night while we're watching something off of the DVR. But at some point on Sunday, I open up my template and the first thing I do is drop in anything that is unique about this week, the coming week, especially something that would bump instructional time. So an assembly, a field trip. I do also drop in meetings that are not like one-off meetings. Like routine meetings are already in my template, but anything that is unique to that week, I will add in. Any deadlines that we might have coming up, like if we have data due or anything like that, all of those things will get dropped in first so that I'm not planning a lesson only to realize that something else is already happening during that time and we won't be able to teach that lesson. Then after all of those unique things are in the template, I'll go back and I'll add in all of my teaching points for every lesson for the week, and also note any important details or materials that I'm going to need. Again, these would be like something special or unique, like not necessarily something that I would use every day. So I'm also not sketching out like entire lesson plans in this template. I'm honestly just writing the teaching point, and maybe underneath, if it's, for example, writer's workshop, I might also note like the mentor text if we're using one. Or during read aloud, I'm writing the teaching point and also the book that we're using. In math, I'm just noting like our essential question. I'm not talking about like the process. I'm just dropping in my teaching points. I will also add in which, for example, guided reading groups I'm planning to meet with on which days, any RTI assessments I'm planning to give, any full class assessments we might have coming up. All of those things are going to go on to this template. Basically, when I'm finished with this, this is going to kind of be like a sketch, an outline of what we're doing for the entire week. Where is our time going? What do I need to do? What are the kids, students doing? What is happening in our classroom from the time I pick them up at breakfast on Monday morning until the time I put them on the bus or send them to aftercare or someone picks them up on Friday afternoon? This is like the guiding ship. So after I have everything in here, I save it to my Dropbox. And one of the first things that I do on Monday morning when I get to school is that I print it out and put it on my clipboard. And then once it's on my clipboard, I basically have it with me for the entire week. So anything that happens, any changes that come up, I will write these down like directly onto the template. Like I'm not going to go back and retype it and reprint it. I'm just going to write what happened. Maybe a lesson got bumped because we needed a reteach. Maybe I thought we could do something in one day and it turns out we needed 2 days. Or maybe I had a guided reading group maybe I only met with them like one time that week, but the teaching point that we had for them was a little difficult. And I know that we need to go back to that again next week. I'm going to note that on my template. If we had a phonics lesson that was really difficult, I'm going to write that down. If I thought we could finish a project in one day, if I thought we could finish it in one day and we needed 2 days or something, I'm going to note that. So then I take the template from the week before that's done, and I also will use it when I go back on Sunday again. So obviously, if for example we bumped a math lesson because we needed a reteach or something, then I'm gonna use that to on Monday or Sunday when I'm planning for the next week that we need this, we're not necessarily behind, but that we need to bump. Maybe our unit plan isn't like 100% matching up anymore because we had to spend this extra time on whatever lesson. So it kind of becomes this really organic document that helps me stay on track, that makes sure I'm organized, that's helping me make sure I'm at meetings on time, I'm meeting my deadlines on time, the lessons that I'm planning are the lessons that we need. It's super, super helpful, and I save all of the digital copies to a Dropbox. You could also use Google Drive. And then I keep them. I don't keep the physical printouts. Like after a week, I just recycle those. But the planned template I keep. And so then it's easy to see year to year kind of what we were doing and what kind of progress we're making. So it's also a helpful tool to plan for the future as well. When I first started using this template in this planning process, it definitely took me a bit of a substantive amount of time on Sundays. But even when it was really time consuming for me, it was very helpful. So it felt like a worthwhile use of time to me. And like any habit, you get faster over time. So once I was using the same process week in and week out, it probably took me, depending on the week and depending on how many unique things were happening, it probably got down to only taking 20 to 45 minutes per week. So you really don't need to spend your entire Sunday prepping and planning to be able to have a successful and organized week. You really can do it in under an hour. It might not take you less than an hour the very first time you try, but if you can stick with it for a couple weeks where it is more time consuming, you will really get that payoff where it's taking you less than an hour, you're spending time, you're getting organized, and then you have everything set and you're ready for the whole week and you really are organized. You're aware of all of the components of your week and you can execute them successfully because you spent some time being intentional on Sunday and getting yourself set up for success.